friends.
How's it going?
Today we're sharing Emma and Tom's wedding that we just shot here in Richmond at Tredegar, the Foundry.
The Foundry, yes.
Sounds so fancy.
It does sort of sound, yes, agreed.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, Ben.
Thanks.
So, Em and Tom, we actually shot their engagement session back at the Tredegar as well, back last year. It seems much farther away than it was.
It seems like it was forever ago. Yeah.
So if you haven't been to Tredegar or seen pictures of it, it's this great new, well, it's a newly remodeled building. Tredegar's been there for a long time, but they recently remodeled their, like, I don't know, this like giant event brick hallway.
Yeah.
And that's what they now call the Foundry. It's like all down to just the bare brick and the beams, and it's just gorgeous. They have these huge windows on all the sides. Yeah.
I'm going to say it's my favorite wedding venue in Richmond.
Really?
It's gorgeous.
It is pretty.
And Bryce, who was their wedding planner, did such a fantastic job styling the inside of it. He had these twinkle lights that did like way deep hangs across the beams at the top. And it looked so pretty.
It did.
I mean, they did such an amazing job in that room.
Yeah.
It's a little bit dark. So if you're looking for somewhere like super bright and airy, this probably isn't the venue for you.
Right.
But it's really cool and it's in a great location.
Yes.
It's just so fun. They do have big windows, and granted, Emma and Tom did get married when there was like a hurricane or something.
Yeah.
It was pouring rain that evening. So it might be a little bit darker than it would be on a typical day. But it's stunning. I love the indoors of the Foundry.
It's beautiful. It's right on the edge of the river there, right next to Browns Island. So there's a lot of variety in when it comes to shooting locations. Their building is just an old brick building, so you've got that going for you. There's the hill on each side with green, and then there's the water on the other side. Yeah. I mean,
we really didn't venture as much as we probably would have on a typical day, because it was like 110 degrees.
It was 110 degrees and also raining.
And then it was also raining. And the guys were in full suits.
Yes.
And so
we took like 5-minute breaks. We like left the Foundry for 5 minutes, took some portraits of them, came back in, took a break, because it was that hot.
It was terribly hot.
Yeah.
And then it was also going to rain. So they wanted to have the ceremony outside.
Right.
But Bryce was like, guys, I think the call is to move it in.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, they decided to move it inside, because about halfway through the ceremony, it started thundering, lightning, and pouring rain.
I agree. Yeah.
So that was the right call.
Correct.
And it was beautiful.
Again, most of what we're saying here is just get yourself a Bryce.
Get a Bryce.
Bryce is awesome.
I will link all of his information here.
Yes.
Get a Bryce.
Yeah.
Planners just make such an enormous difference on a wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
And I could talk forever about the difference between like a true wedding planner and an event coordinator or a venue coordinator, because those two things are different. You want someone that's detached from the venue, who's just going to serve you.
Correct.
And that's what Bryce would be. And so here's all the things there, so you can go get yourself a Bryce.
Yeah. And Bryce was there when we arrived at the hotel that they were staying at, which I can't remember was
the Marriott.
Marriott Hotel, which is a couple blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
They had a shuttle that, you know, brought them over.
Yeah.
They did a first look, which was awesome because, as Laura said, it was raining by the time the ceremony came.
If they hadn't done a first look, we would have been.
And we were able to pull them for 10 minutes for sunset pictures as well. But it was literally 10 minutes. We walked out when it had just stopped raining, and when we were walking back from
raining again.
The bridge, it was started raining again.
Yeah, so, it was good timing.
It was great timing.
So what was your favorite part of the wedding day?
I mean, I'm going to steal yours because I know what you're going to say.
Oh, man.
But Hank,
yes.
Who is their dog, who actually came to the engagement session as well.
Yeah.
He showed up halfway through the ceremony.
Yeah.
They
read this really adorable little passage about how love is like dogs.
And then Hank showed up.
Hank walked in, like a friend walked him down, and it was so cute.
It was. We took a few photos afterwards. But by that time, it was raining, so we had to do them inside, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But still.
Worth
so
it.
Cute. Yeah.
It was adorable.
Yeah. And I could change mine if you want, because I have another one.
Oh, okay. What's your other
one? Well, it's also during the ceremony. The family friend who sang that song.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember the song.
Yeah.
But it was, she did a better version than the original artist.
No offense.
But it was good.
I agree with that.
Really good.
I would say that 9 out of 10 times when someone says, like, so-and-so is going to perform a song.
Right.
I cringe a little.
Yeah.
Because, like, maybe your friend is a really good singer, but, like, not compared to Beyonce.
Right.
You know? Like,
there's a lot of expectation when someone's going to sing in front of people.
And so often it's, like, a cappella, like, it's just them.
Right.
And it's just, like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know. And so this girl starts walking up to the microphone with her guitar, and I'm, like, oh, man, I hope she does okay. And she, I mean, everybody was crying.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
The entire bridal party, all the ladies, I think, were in tears. And I think half of the guys were in tears.
I think that that's true, actually.
And Emma was in tears.
I mean, it was so beautiful. She did such a good job.
Yeah.
I, like, want to contact her and be like, do you do weddings?
Yeah, can you do this for other people? Because
I'll get you some
events. Refer you. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, she was so talented.
Yeah.
And I loved, she, like, inserted little things about them into the song.
Yeah, what was the song?
So cute.
I'm going to have to figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It was so cute. Okay, so if you steal both of those from me, which definitely would have been my two, I would have said her dad's speech. Because he was very obviously, like, not a speech guy.
Yeah.
Not somebody that wanted to give a speech. And I think that the flaw, again, pro tip for weddings, don't have people sing unless they are like this girl. And, you know, keep your speeches short.
Right.
And that's what he did. But he just said the sweetest things about meeting Tom. And he talked about how one of the first times he ever met him was when they came to visit his dad at, like, the retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really just, like, not doing well. And so they spent a long time with him. And Tom just, like, really made an effort to, like, get to know him. And, like, be kind. And as they were walking out, Tom, like, leaned over and gave him a kiss on his forehead.
Yeah.
And I could just, I don't know Tom very well. Like, we've talked to them several times throughout planning. And, you know, we did their engagement session. But, like, I don't know Tom that well. But I could see him doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, the two of them just are two of those people that just seem, like, over the top.
Completely genuine.
Like,
right.
Just unbelievably sweet people. And you could just feel that in the speech. It was just really cute.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. The speech
Thanks.
Was good. And it wasn't too long, too. You know,
That's
he like went to the point. He's like, he said, I'm not a public speaker, so I'll make this short.
Yeah.
Bam.
It was adorable.
It was awesome.
There were, like, a thousand other really cute moments from out this whole day, but, like, mostly it was just such a good party.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, knew what was important to them, and they were just like, we're just going to have a good time and have fun. And it was fun.
They had a long reception too, and they ended up having a stay to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I saw anybody leave early.
Oh my God.
It was that
kind
of a party.
I thought
there was
a
lot of Virginia Tech people. They both went to Tech. That's how they met.
Uh-huh.
I think that's how they met. There was this massive Virginia Tech photo we took.
Yeah.
And I don't think I remember seeing anybody leaving before
the
band was like, hey, you guys got to go. You know?
Well, because the band was really good too. But I thought the exact same thing. I was
Heads
like,
Up Penny. That was a band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were really good.
Yeah.
Really good. I thought that too. I was like, man, there are still a lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out to do that bubble exit. I was like, I think everyone's still here.
We might have actually gained some friends from people that were walking by.
No, I mean, I did. I thought that too.
Yeah.
Anyways, go look at all of those adorable moments below.
Yes.
We included many, many of our favorites. I think it's the most reception pictures I've ever
I think
included.
Probably, actually.
I shoved
it. Because nobody left.
There were
so
many
people dancing.
Anyways, enjoy. We love you, MN. Tom, congratulations.
Congrats.